Hi everyone, welcome back to the Strong with Julie podcast and also my YouTube channel. Today we're talking about my experience being off birth control, because now that it's been about 3 months, I feel like I'm in a really good space to just share my experience and different tips that I have. Obviously, like, if you're on birth control, no judgment to you, but this is just what my experience has looked like. And yeah, we're gonna first start with highs and lows of the week though. High number one is my birthday weekend with Brett was absolutely incredible. He planned the cutest week. Like, we had a whole itinerary for every day of what we were doing, and it was just so much fun and like so thoughtful of him to go through with that. So we ended up doing Friday night. I'm trying to think. Oh, we went out to dinner with our neighbors, and then we came back to the house and just like played games all night. I went to bed at like 2 a.m. So it was really fun. And then on Saturday, I woke up early and went to the volunteer event with St. Pete Girls Who Walk. And there we did the beach cleanup, which was super fun. Definitely wanna do more volunteer events in the future with them, because it was just nice to like give back to the community. We've been doing these walks for a while now, so it's nice to just give back in some sort of way that we can. When I got back, Brett and I hung out at the house. The plan kind of like took a right turn because my neighbor invited me to go to a concert. So it was Chris Rensma, and we ended up going to that concert, and Brett stayed home with Gus and Brandon and the baby Hazel. So they all like hung out, and it was fun though. I'm like super happy that we ended up doing that. So we just like switched my dinner for Friday. And then on Sunday, we got up early, went on a walk, we went to church, and then we ended up going to a comedy show, which was so funny. It was like kind of raunchy, but I was into it. I was laughing. I was belly laughing. So that was fun. And then Monday, I woke up at 6 a.m. and had an incredibly long travel day to Hawaii. So I feel like low-key, that would be my low of the week, but it's also high of the week because I'm in Hawaii. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was really fun. So that's highs and lows. Now, my favorite thing of the week, I know we've been doing this for a little while now, but we didn't do it the last few podcasts, but I want to bring it back, is a song. Two songs, actually. One is a bar song that came out. It's by Shaboozey. You guys know it? It's so fun. And that was like the song of my birthday. I feel like songs like get correlated to specific days or events in your life. And like that song is my birthday song this year. And then the next one is that song that's coming out with Post Malone and Morgan Wallen this weekend. I cannot wait to hear the whole entire thing. I'm gonna be playing it forever. So those are my favorites of the week. And now I wanna do like a little Q&A style of what people were asking me on Monday, like just travel tips. So I wanna talk about that quick, and then we'll get into the whole birth control combo. So when it comes to traveling, I feel like the biggest thing that helped me food-wise is, I'm not into intermittent fasting, anything like that, but pushing off your first meal a little, especially if it's an early travel day, just to like save some room for all those snacks that you have. So that might make you feel better and a little less like bloated and tired. So eating like a little smaller breakfast or pushing off that first meal. Next thing is bringing your snacks if you can. I brought a bunch of the beef jerky mini sticks from Costco, and they helped me because they were just like quick protein. They were tasty, easy. Did it make my breath not smell that good? Yeah, but that's fine. So those are really good. And then I like to like get something sweet too, but for those I try to go single serving. I ended up getting the bag of the like dipped blueberry acai thing, and I didn't read it, and it had 7 servings in what looked like a one bag. And I was like, whoa, that's insane. And throughout the course of the whole entire day, I ended up eating the whole entire thing. But like just little things like that, if you know you don't really have self-control with those things, maybe don't buy it, you know? So that's why I like to do single servings mostly, but it was a 18-hour travel day, so I think I deserved some chocolate-covered acai. But yeah, so those are some tips with food. And then actual meals throughout the day. In my layover, I tried to get like a veggie salad, like lots of veggies, to get some actual like colors of meat. And then I did salmon, so I usually do like the salad with the so like a veggie with a protein, so it's like good fiber, good protein, keeps me full, and also gives me that nutrients I need throughout the day. So that was helpful. And then just drinking a ton of water, like bringing an empty water bottle and filling it up constantly is really helpful, especially just in the airport. And like I don't know about you guys, but I get like lightheaded on plane. Like, I'm the most dramatic airplane person ever. So being able to do that is amazing. So lots of water. You can even put electrolytes in it to make it taste good. But that was good. And then last thing for food, kind of food, caffeine makes me so anxious. Like, I just know that about myself. It makes me anxious. So I didn't have any caffeine all day. I did have one Diet Coke with my salad, but I tried to avoid caffeine because it makes me anxious, and I'd rather just like sleep on the plane. So that was just like a random tip there. Okay, next one was workouts. Okay, so I just didn't work out that day. Okay, I just didn't work out, but I did hit my step goal. I tried to get there early for my flight anyways, because I wanna like walk around the airport, pick up my snacks, like do all the things. So, and again, nervous person, like I wanna get there early so I know I won't miss my flight. So I just do laps around the airport. What's funny is my backpack weighed about 50 pounds because my bag was overweight. So I basically had a weighted vest the whole time. And yeah, so walking when you can, and then just accepting the fact that maybe that day you're not gonna get a workout in, but the next morning it's a new day and you can get that workout in. So I think focusing on steps, and then when you're sitting waiting, like I had a 3-hour layover, I was probably sitting for like 30 minutes of that 3 hours, just like stretching. Like I found a little corner. Like if you walk around the airport, usually there's some little section that's maybe a little more private. Don't feel embarrassed either. Like people are probably jealous of you if you're stretching, because they're like, dang, I should be stretching. You know what I mean? And you could just do standing stretches. Like you don't have to go into like a child's pose. Okay, that would probably be weird. But yeah, workout wise, I just didn't work out. I did some stretches. I made sure to get my steps, my non-negotiables, steps, water, sleep. So I just focused on those three things while I could. But yeah, that's everything with my trip, my highs and lows and stuff like that. So let's move on to the birth control combo. Okay, little quick background stories. If you guys didn't know, in high school, my doctor, my gyno, put me on the pill, and I was really late with my period. I didn't get it until I was 16, which I think is pretty late. So I feel like my hormones were like a little different, and then when they started coming, I started getting like moodier, just all the things, PMS symptoms. So put me on birth control as the pill for about a month or two. Didn't like it. I was like, one, couldn't remember to take it. Two, like super moody, extra moody. It just wasn't functioning with me properly. So then I went back in, I said, I can't take this anymore. And they were like, okay, you should do the copper IUD. There's no hormones, no side effects. We'll put it in you today. Did that. And I had it for 7 years, which is wild. So I had the IUD for 7 years. And recently I got it removed. The reason I got it removed, honestly, was from things that I learned from social media and TikTok, Instagram, all those things, just different people's experiences. And it kind of just opened my eyes. Like, wait, same, moodier, like just feeling so out of control of my own body on the week before my period. Like it just didn't feel like me. I didn't talk about this much on Instagram, but like even with Brett, I feel like I was so mean to him the week before my period, and I would like, it wasn't me. Like I know that I can be a rational person, but it was just like super irrational and like happening all the time. And you know, that's like stuff that we don't post on social media about our partners, but like I want to share it with you guys if you're feeling that same way, because it could be a literal chemical imbalance in your body. Another thing was my periods were extremely heavy and progressively getting heavier every period. So like at first I was using like Super Plus tampons, and before I got the IUD, I was literally using a thong pad and that's it. Like wouldn't even use a tampon. So I had to use an Ultra tampon by the end of it, and I had to change it every hour, like wake up at night and change it when I was getting deeper into the IUD. So like that was starting this year, and I was like, I literally can't do this anymore. The first 2 days of my period, I would be like bedridden, which made it hard for like content and my job, because I'm literally telling girls like, work out on your period, it'll make you feel better, when I'm like being a hypocrite because I'm laying down and I can't even move on my period. You know what I mean? So I didn't like that. It didn't make me feel good. And I finally was just like, you know what? I'm gonna call my OBGYN and I'm gonna get this thing out. By the way, the copper IUD, they say it could stay in you for 11 years. So I went in and my doctor was so against it. I told her all my symptoms, how I was feeling, you know, and she was just like, that's not the IUD, that's just like you. Like, you know, that's just you, you're gonna have to deal with it. And it was so defeating, and I cried on the way home and I was like, oh, what do I do, you know? So ironically enough, she did an ultrasound in me and my IUD had fallen, so it was super low. So she was like, we're gonna have to remove this and reinsert it. So I told her, I was like, okay, can you give me like a sheet of paper of different birth control options? And she was like, yeah, because I was so embarrassed when she was like, the copper IUD is not the problem, it's you. So I'm like, okay, that's sad. Like now I'm embarrassed and I don't wanna like ask her to take it off, right? For like fixing these hormone things, which I shouldn't have been anyways, like stand up for your right, you know? But so I took the sheet of paper, and then my appointment was scheduled for the following week. And I came in and I was so nervous about the appointment. I took an Advil before, which I like try to never take Advil. And then the appointment ended up being literally 3 minutes long by the time I was in there and she was in there. She took it out and she said, okay, what birth control are you gonna go on? And I just told her, I was like, I'm not gonna go on birth control. I'm gonna use natural cycles. I'm gonna use my Oura Ring. Like, that was my decision. And she was like, okay, well, if you change your mind, let me know. And she just like didn't care. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I just ran out of there before she said anything to me. Which was surprising, because the last time that we met, I think she knew that I was like a little taken aback because my face got all red and I got like teary-eyed when she said that. But when I tell you, the second that she took it out, I felt like this, like this foreign object was out of my body. Also, the copper ID that used to be copper was black. Apparently that's normal, but like, that's kind of scary, you know? So she took it out and I felt like immediately better. And then I got my period again in two weeks after that. That was like when my period was coming, and it came right on time. She told me that I should expect it to be either late or like abnormal for the first few months, but it came right on time, and I only used a regular tampon in that time, which was wild to me. And I didn't even expect it to come, because the week before I wasn't getting those crazy symptoms that I was before, like being a total biatch to Brett. Like, I wasn't doing that. And I was like, oh, weird. So when it came out, it was like kind of like a surprise. I was like, oh, okay, I can get down with this. And instead of lasting for 7 to 8 days, which it used to, it only lasted 4 days. I was like, wow, is this real life? And I just like felt so much better and lighter and happier, I think. And yeah, that was like my story with it. Like, my diet didn't really change between those two, getting it out and coming, because that's a big thing that I look at. Like, some people will be like, oh, I started taking greens powder and my whole life changed. But it's really like, they started taking greens powder when they implemented habits, workouts, proper nutrition, but they're blaming it on the greens powder. Like, I just want to let you know that I'm not just like blaming, well, I'm putting credit towards getting the copper ID out, because every other aspect of my life kind of stayed the same. So that's how I can really pinpoint it to that. Now, one thing that I do want to do is get a copper toxicity test. I don't know if it's too late now, though, since it's a few months afterwards. They do cost a lot of money, but I am curious if I had that, which I'm not sure about. But that's a little bit about my birth control story. So what I do now instead is I use my Oura Ring, which I don't even have on right now. I need to go get it because it was charging. And then I'll plug it in to my computer. I'll charge it, whatever, for like an hour in the day. And then I'll sync that to natural cycles. And funny thing about my Oura Ring is I ordered it and it came like 3 weeks late. So they gave me 6 months of free natural cycles, which was nice. So I'm still running through that. I think it's $44 afterwards, but I heard it's worth it and it's working well right now. You also have to do the LH or pH tests, which you can get at Walgreens, I believe. And then it just is more accurate. And from the girls that I've spoken to that it's worked for, they do those extra tests. Now, I have gotten a few comments where people are like, I got pregnant on that. Obviously, you have to be smart. You have to use protection. Like, you have to do all the things. So don't, you know, like, don't blame me if anything happens. You just have to be smart. But yeah, big disclaimer, I think, is for some people it works, for some people it doesn't. I think the biggest thing is when I was in high school and the doctor was like, oh, you should do that copper ID. It has no hormones, it has no side effects. Like, I think that needed to be a longer conversation. You know what I mean? Like, I think there was deeper into it. Like, when I looked into and did my own research about it, I found things that my doctor never mentioned to me. So I just hope that women can be like more empowered in like asking these questions. But it's hard when you're like 15 years old, because you're like, oh, the doctor should know everything. So I think that's like my biggest thing here, is if you're watching this, like, ask the hard questions, do your own research. Like, it is your body, and it's like kind of crazy how eye-opening it is, like, seeing all these things on social media and other people's experiences. That's also low-key why I think they want to delete TikTok, but whatever. Anyways, I hope this was helpful. I'm gonna get on with my day in Hawaii. I'm sorry this was like a really casual sit down combo, but I didn't want to miss a week of posting. So let me know if you have any questions, and we can definitely do a deeper dive into it. But yeah, hope you have a good day.